You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the first of the Punchestown Festival 2017. We've got seven cracking races for you today. Of course, the highlight being the three grade ones, beginning with the 420, which is the Champion Novice Hurdle, bringing about the first two from the Supreme Novices Hurdle in the Shepherd LeVake and Mellon. Then we go to the 530, the Champion Chase, which all eyes will be on under Sco. In a bid to follow up his win at Cheltenham in the Ryanair, but of course he's up against Fox Zone. Fox Norton and Godzone, of course, took this race last year. Rounded off with a 640, which is another grade one, which Disco bids to go two places better than Cheltenham, of course, when he was third to York Hill. So plenty to look forward to this afternoon on what at time of recording is good to yielding ground. We begin, however, in traditional fashion with a Banks race coming up at 3:40, which brings together the second and the fourth in this race last year in the shape of Innis Skellen and Need to Know. And out of the pair, I'm going to go with Peter Mai's 12-year-old Innis Killing, who did put up a brave fight last year behind Wish You Didn't from the Edna Bolger stable. Indeed, he might have gone a bit closer had he not made a slight mistake at Ruby's Double for the last time, which knocked him back a little bit. The booking of Jamie Codd has obviously got to be seen as a positive, and because he's got plenty of form over this course and distance many, many years in the past, he makes plenty of appeal. And, of course, he did win recently over this course in a point-to-point as well. So his chances are clear for there to all to see in quite a weak renewal of the opening contest at Punchestown.
Race 2.
On to the first, then, of the big grade ones. It's the 420. It's the Champion Novices Hurdle, which brings the first and the second in the Supreme together in the shape of LeVake and Mellon. On that occasion, 42 days ago, there was no denying that Gordon Elliott's Charge was a worthy winner, as he finally consented to jump off. Of course, his previous antics in the past are well documented. He has refused to race on many times. But at Cheltenham, he looked absolutely good as gold. There is a little bit of a theory going around that some kind of device or cattle prod was used at home just to get this horse to go up the gallops. And because he absolutely resented it, just the mere sight of it basically just got him going in the other direction. So hopefully, with his mind on the job, and maybe one of these stable representatives down the start of Punchestown, he'll do exactly the same again. Because if he does, then I'm sure he's going to have the beating of Mellon. He just looked a totally different, in a different gear to Willie Mullins' Charge at the Cheltenham Festival. He gave him probably about a 5th, 6th, 7th length head start, and he still mowed him down and won going away. So a lot of punters will argue, would you want to take a short price about LeVake, and knowing his track record? But you could argue, would you want to take 5-4 about Mellon if LeVake lines up? I think it's 6 or 1.5 a dozen either. But for me, Gordon Elliott's Charge, if he does jump off and start, he will win. So 9-4 looks a decent bet.
Race number 3.
On to the first of the big handicaps of the week, then. It comes up as the Killer She Handicap, which is a Grade B contest at 4.55. It's over 2 miles, and the front two in the betting are the two to concentrate on here in the shape of Rikonga and Vaynard. Rikonga comes here off the back of a really decent effort down in Cork the other day on the flat. It was a bit of a surprise, apparently, to Edward O'Grady that his horse managed to win on that occasion, as this was always going to be his long-term prospect. He's always been a good horse for Congo. He just hasn't really had too many opportunities to show what he can do. But give him decent ground and a decent pace to run at, he's a very talented horse indeed. And there's no doubt in my mind he's a worthy favourite here. But I have got a little bit of a soft spot, however, for Vaynard. I tipped him last time at Ferry House, and he didn't disappoint, finishing second to Thomas Hobson. However, he did get a little bit of trouble in running, which probably cost him the race in the Coal Light a day. Had he got a clear run from the third last to the last, he probably might have ruffled the feathers of Willie Mullins' Charge. However, I am going to give him another chance. David Russell takes over in the plate today. And with a little bit more of a trouble-free passage, I'd expect this Vaynard to be there or thereabouts at the very least. He's available to back around about for 92, 4-1 this morning. Quarter of the odds with most firms. That makes plenty of each way appeal, because it's hard with a strongly run race in the offing here. that he won't be somewhere at the close to the finish in the latter stages. So Vaynard, very strong choice each way there in the 4:55.
Race 4.
On to one of the big chases of the day, then. It's a Grade 1 champion chase. It brings together a star-studded lineup of eight. Hopefully all eight runners will go to post. Of course, the headline act here is Undersco, having won his last three starts, including rounding off that trio of victories with a success in the Ryanair at the Cheltenham Festival. He was brilliant that day. He bounced off the decent ground. He jumped spectacular. He posted a big number and he beat a good field in a pretty decisive fashion. So there's no doubt that he's the one to beat here. However, he does face Fox Norton, who himself comes here via a good victory over 2.5 miles at Aintree last time out. So he's right on his A game. We know it's dangerous to dismiss God's Own as well. He's 2 for 2 at today's track at this meeting. And if you sort of cast aside one or two slightly disappointing efforts of late, you know that going right-handed on good ground and Tom George's charge is right bang in the mix. However, I do quite like the chances at a price of Rock the World. And I do think he is the each-way value in the race, providing all eight runners go to post. Jessica Harrington's charge had a little bit of a wind operation going into the Cheltenham Festival, and that obviously worked the Oracle, as he ran out a very ready winner of the Grand Annual Handicap. Indeed, looking at his speed figure that day and comparing it to Undersco, who won over the same track the day before, amazingly, he was a 7 seconds difference between the two on the final circuit. So it doesn't matter what pace they go, Rock the World should be able to lower up with the speed. He's also comes here fresher than most, and indeed with his stable in rampant form at the moment, Jessica Harrington can hardly do anything wrong. It makes plenty of sense to have a look at Rock the World each way around about 14 to 1 this morning. He'll do for me.
Race 5.
On to the 6:05 then, which is the Goths Land Rover bump. It's one of the first big bumpers here of the week. And we've got potentially a mouth-watering clash here between Early Doors and this decent point-to-point of Rapid Escape. Of course, Early Doors has already been victorious under Rawls, as he landed a course and distance bumper back in February in fairly decisive fashion, and subsequently has changed hands from his old owners now to the mighty JP McManus. Obviously, they're going to be hoping that's money very much well spent. I think the faster ground will definitely suit this horse because he's out of a Desert Prince mare, and he probably is the pick beat because of his experience, but that's not meaning we should be dismissing Gordon Elliott's Rapid Escape, who comes here via a win in a point-to-point, which is a tried-and-trusted formula that Gordon Elliott likes to tread. He's obviously booked Jamie Codd, and he's expected to go very well here in what should be a very informative affair.
Race number 6.
On to the 6:40 then, which is the Grade 1 Champion Novices Chase. And Disco will be a very warm horde here to back up that run at the Cheltenham Festival when he finishes a very creditable third to York Hill. Prior to that, of course, he'd lowered the colours of our Duke, which of the form now looks even more mouth-watering than it did probably a few months ago, as Jessica Harrington's charges carried all before him. Subsequently, he's got some decent form as well over 3 miles when he finished third behind the aforementioned our Duke, and indeed Coney Island at Leopardstown. So he's got everything in his favour. Whether he just quite sees out the 3 miles is obviously open to question, but on the better ground today, he might well get away with it. But he just doesn't make that much of an appeal to me at the very short price. Whereas his stable companion, A Genie in a Bottle, well, he does. I think 12 to 1 is not a bad shout for Narmid's supposed second string. He didn't quite stay the trip in the 4 miler at the Cheltenham Festival, having travelled well for the majority of the journey. But if you go back to his run behind Annabelle Fly the time before, when he just got nutted in the closing stages, and indeed his victory at Fairy House over 3 miles, then he must have some sort of a chance of at least putting it up to the main protagonist in this particular contest. We know he stays really well. He's fairly versatile with regards to tactics. And indeed, he won't mind this better ground either today, being by a son of beneficial. Cheap pieces on for the first time, just to concentrate his mind a little bit. And with an Narmid stable in rampant form, just like Jessica Harrington, it wouldn't surprise me if he had a 1-2 here with Disco, and indeed A Genie in a Bottle chasing him home. So A Genie in a Bottle is the advice, without the favourite, in race number 6.
And the final race.
On to the final bumper here, and not really too much to go on of those that have had run under rules. Don't seem to be anything earth-shattering, so it could well be that something unraced takes this contest. And I'm going to take a chance at Jessica Harrington, the flying Jessica Harrington, takes another prize here in the shape of Jetairs. Of course, this horse comes from a family that she knows really well, being related to Jetski and Jetson and some of their other smart National Hunt horses in these colours. Barry O'Neill has been a booked, and being by Son of Getaway, should appreciate today's decent ground. So Jetairs, a tentative vote in the final contest.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.